Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good morning. Once again, I would like to officially start our meeting today with the roll, Jamie, please.
Yes. Okay, Commissioner Briceño? See, I know she was here. There. Okay, there. Perfect. Thank you. Commissioner Buck?
Here.
Commissioner Dobie?
Here.
Commissioner Faruqi? Commissioner Kent? Commissioner Leach?
Here.
Commissioner Lee?
Here.
Commissioner Matsuba?
Here.
Commissioner O'Neill? Commissioner Steinberg? And Commissioner Wang. But we do have a quorum. We're six.
Okay. Moving on to open forum.
Yep. If anybody wishes to speak during this time, please do so. Hit *9 on your phone or the hand raise icon on the Zoom app. We do not have any attendees, so we do not have any requests to speak.
Okay. Our next item
is item 2. It's review and reconsider state of emergency under AB 361 and make findings to continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19 as required by Government Code subsection 54959E3.
All right. Is there any discussion?
Hello?
I would just say that I was kind of leaning towards us getting back together in person, but then when Amy started quoting to us the numbers, that kind of gave me a better realistic feeling about what we should do. So if anyone else has any comments, but I think that it's important for us to go ahead and meet virtually once again and see what happens. All right,
I do have a question. I mean, one of the things that I like about virtual is that for the public, I think it makes us in some ways a little bit more accessible because people don't have to pay the $10 for parking and, for people who work, they can't attend our meetings. Not for decision at all, but just for consideration at some point is like, if there would ever be opportunity to alternate meeting times so that way the public could attend. I think particularly, for our working class folks, like, that's hard to come to downtown Santa Ana in the middle of a Tuesday morning.
So I'd like to, I know that I'm not part of the vote, but I'd like to add that speakers come, Attorney General, we're able to get the Attorney General to come because of the virtual opportunity. So being able to get speakers at that caliber also kind of helps, right? Sure how that would play out in the future, but I also thought that that'd be an important thing to bring up.
I agree, and I have had several people say to me, not from this group, but from other things, that in a lot of ways, they feel more productive, that more things get done because we can just go from, one thing. And it's not the, for even us, Amy's just, I think, talked about, some of the open forum people, paying $10 stuff. But, it'll take me 40 minutes to get there. I don't know who else is, where they are and that type of thing. And not that it's a bad thing, but that 40 minutes you can be using in meetings or doing other, obligations that you have and that type of thing. But for the most part, I am hearing people say that their productivity seems to be higher by doing it this way. So I just throw that in.
So, Madam Chair, do you need a motion?
Yes, please.
I have a comment.
Oh, sure.
Amy, may I just very quickly... I agree with folks, and I think this was said before, but maybe meeting in person quarterly or something so we can connect with each other as a commission. But I do appreciate these online, these virtual meetings.
Well, that is something that we should bring to our agenda, next time or soon, but... I
I'm really kind of torn with this. I believe in meeting in person because I think that there's so many restrictions on us already getting to know each other. I just want to get to know the people that I'm working with and just to know each other on a personal level, and I don't see us having the opportunity to do that. So I think we should really talk about if we would do it in ADA, as you said, maybe a quarterly meeting or in person or something for allowing us to connect.
But can
it would be a
yes. Amy could continue being our barometer, though.
Oh, Amy, yeah, for sure. For sure.
We can just look at my roots. They'll tell you whether or not we're safe.
Janie, did you start to say something? Sorry, it seemed like it.
I agree that it is very convenient for us to have a virtual, but the trend is I think the hybrid mode might be a good option for us to be going. So maybe for today, we can make a motion to go virtual, and then at our next meeting, we could talk about a possible hybrid schedule. Because I know a lot of my meetings are going alternating, you know, person and so forth. So I do, think that we should meet in person. Although, you know, drive to downtown Santa Ana is not the most pleasant, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a quick question. Ms. Norma, does this committee not have the same restrictions that like a council meeting would have? Because I know for us, we can't do, like if I go to a meeting, for whatever reason, I can't show up to a council meeting in person. I have to post the agenda. I have to post where I'm at. I have to send my physical location. We have to do all of that, too? If it's like a hybrid of any sort?
Yes, it's the same. There hasn't been any changes to that. This special meeting are because there was a state of emergency, and automatically there was a motion passed to allow these meetings to be virtual. That expired last year, and they did put this this new thing where, you know, the committees are allowed to assess whether things are better or not and decide whether they're going to meet virtually. But if there's anything around having something hybrid or someone being off remotely or doing this via camera, you do have to post your location and things like that, which I
think. So that would be my only concern then. Is
a lot more
person than just in person, and to ensure that we can vacillate back and forth without then having to post our, because it looks like most people are home, our home address when we don't meet in person would be my only thing to clarify for that.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Tanya. I wouldn't be thrilled about that either, having to post our personal information. So that's... Well, I definitely think we need to put this on an upcoming agenda, like for next month, and have a discussion about it and see how we want to handle it for now.
So I'd like to say something.
Oh, sure.
I don't really know any of you, and I totally concur with you that we don't really know each other. We do this, you know, short period on the phone, and sometimes I forget to log in because I'm in the own clinic, and then I forget, but I'm going to try and be more diligent so I don't miss any. But I really have missed getting to know everyone, and I think it's almost impossible to do over Zoom. I mean, there is no interaction. And I think we do a very important job, and I think the fluidity of that is much better when you're in person than when you're going from one screen to the next. I mean, I, like everyone, I've had to do Zoom. My inpatient work absolutely is far greater than my Zoom work. And so there's that personal interaction that changes the dynamics of even how we think about a situation. So I even though I don't want to drive to Santa Ana, it's still an important reason to go. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. I agree. So we definitely need to put this on our agenda and discuss it further.
Okay.
Okay. So
I just have one more thing to say.
Sure.
Did you color coordinate with me today?
Yeah. I got the memo, and we're good. Do I have a motion to continue with the virtual meeting?
I move to continue with our virtual meetings for the month of April.
Okay, and a second. Okay, Dot, you're on mute, but can you,
second. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, and Jamie, can we have the roll?
Okay, Commissioner Briseño?
Aye.
Commissioner Buck?
Yes.
Commissioner Dobie?
Yes.
Commissioner Faruqi? Commissioner Kent? Commissioner Leach?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner Matsuba?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Neill?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg and Commissioner Wang. And it does pass.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone.
Joanne?
Yes.
Just very quickly, do we have a moment to speak about commissioner issues?
We have a section of announcements from commissioners.
Okay, got it.
That could maybe...
Okay, great.
Right? Jamie, can you call?
Yeah,
the next item?
As long as it's just an announcement, then it's fine.
An announcement? Okay. So we're opening it to announcement for commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
From commissioners.
I would thank you. I would just like to announce that there is a picture on the website on our website, and it's I'm a little troubled by the picture. While it was fine for me to see it before, but there's been a lot of racial allegations against Todd Spitzer that has been in the news, and he's right on the top of our commission website. I'm very troubled.
And Todd is a member of our county DA, so I think there's no reason for that to be a problem. Allegations are only allegations, and I think that if that was the case, most pictures of most people in Congress or the Senate would be taken down. So I think that we need to sort of broaden our understanding of what allegations mean.
I don't think these are allegations. I think there's been report. There has been some investigations, and I'd like the commission to look into that because, I've seen videos where he's saying the N-word, that it has been exposed to every single person who's wanted to watch that. So these are actual events that have transpired, and I'd like to see pictures of racism creates hate. And we are in the business of not having hate in our county. Therefore, racism is something that we've got to tackle. And I don't think it's a good look for us.
I agree. And I also think that we have to understand tolerance of what goes on. And until, these issues have been brought to the level of being actually accused and committed of these crimes, I think we have to be very careful on the accusations that we as a group make. We are not here just to make a statement about something. We are here, and race and discrimination against people goes both ways, and I think we have to be very careful of that.
May I ask the question, is there any particular need to have Todd's picture on our website where it is? I guess what I'm asking is, does it fulfill anything that can't be fulfilled in another way?
He's the DA.
I know he is. I'm well aware of who he is and have known him a long time. But my question is, in this particular website photo,
it's a Zoom.
Is there something else that could go just until these matters have been dealt with.
I'm just going to say I'm not the webmaster. I would have to speak to Renee's staff for that. And I don't know if there's any decisions or further discussions to be had here, just because I know that it's not on the agenda and will probably be in violation of the Brown Act if there's any decisions made. If I think that if the commission wants to further the conversation, then I suggest that we add this topic as an agenda item for next month's meeting.
Norma, thank you. I will definitely like to add it for discussion. I'm not saying that he's not our DA and that he's not, you know, whatever. I'm just saying he's not the poster child at this moment for what we do.
Definitely open for discussion at a later date. Because we don't, as Norma said, we don't want to cross any boundaries, and Renee's not here right now to call us out on it, but be careful. Alrighty.
Alright.
Any other announcements? Okay. So, I'm going to officially adjourn the meeting and see everybody next month. Good to see you.
Hi, everybody. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.